Welcome to TV Public in French Canada. We today are going to interview some young people, little Pierre and Amélie, and they are going to tell us what they think about the vaccine mandates. Amélie, let us know. I mean, Amélie, tell us about the vaccine.
We think that the vaccine mandates are very important to our school. I think that every single student should be vaccinated. And if they are not, we call the police.
Oh, that's very good. What about you, Pierre?
I have heard stories of my fellow classmates. They are coming into class and they let a mask go beneath the nose. So I punch them in the nose so they know that they do not wear the mask that way.
Oui, oui.
He is very well educated. I think both of you have a strong future in politics here in French Canada.
Oh, thank you.
With new dictator here in Canada.
Oui.
Zemmour is racist.
Okay.
Excellent.
Wow, that's fantastic. Guys, welcome to Will and Alma Live. I hope you guys are having a fantastic Wednesday. I'm back. It's been a minute. I was in Phoenix last week for a couple of days, and then I was in Nashville to do Candace at the beginning of this week. So now I'm back. I'm happy to be here. We have so many stories to go over with you guys, and one that pertains to that opening skit, which is insane. But we're going to show that at the end of the show today, so stick around. We have some crazy videos of Whoopi Goldberg talking about what she believes should be done as to voting rights in America. Don Lemon talking about the greater good. Athletes headed to the Olympics are being urged not to speak out against China and their human rights violations. Plus, are England, Scotland, and Wales going to be rolling back their coronavirus restrictions? Also, hashtag boycott Starbucks is trending today, and we're going to play agree or disagree at the end of the show. So let's get into story number one. Here is Whoopi Goldberg. You are no stranger to Whoopi Goldberg if you watch this show. She is a co-host on The View. We know she's a very far left leaning, I was going to say young woman, but she's a very far left leaning woman.
Definitely
and
a young woman.
Here is a recent take that Whoopi Goldberg shared on The View.
Listen, this is part of the big plan. This is part of the big plan to control what happens in America. I believe what happens in America. If you take those voting rights away, people are going to be so angry, but there'll be nothing they can do about it because we're in charge. Next thing comes the women. We're going to take your rights away, just like we're taking X, Y, and Z, because there'll be nothing you can do. This country seemingly, or many people in it, seemingly want to be manipulated.
To destroy it.
Well, I don't know if they realize that it will be destructive. Listen, when we talk about anti-Semitism and we talk about Anne Frank and we can't teach what happened to black people and we there's all kinds of stuff that's suddenly starting to disappear now that is being sort of called is, well, that's just you whining. That's just you saying this is happening to me.
It's coordinated.
The only thing disappearing is their viewership because of the stupidity that they say on the show. How do they have a show?
There's just so much wrong stated in this that I don't really know where to start. I'm trying to break down all the different points that she made because there are so many tangents that she just went on within this 1 minute of programming. Let's start off with the voting rights accusation that somehow the GOP in this country is trying to take away people's voting rights. Where? Does anybody here have an example of that?
No, there are no examples.
No.
People's voting rights are not being taken away. You're black and a woman. Your rights are not being taken away. What this is all about is they don't want it so that you can go in and vote and not have an ID.
Yep.
That they want you to be able to vote weeks after the election's already happened.
Yep.
They want you to be able to have mail-in ballots. These are things to make the election more fair.
Mm-hmm.
What the right wants to do in this country is make the election more fair. Make it so that it's voting day, you show up, you cast your ballot in person, and that's it. And you do it on the day that you're supposed to. You don't mail it in. You don't do any of this nonsense so that it can be tampered with. But now they want to come and say, even though that's been something that's been going on in America for, you know, years and years, they want to come and say, oh, this is taking people's rights away now. It's enforcing people's rights.
Yeah, I want to say something. And before everybody, you know, freaks out, it doesn't matter whether or not this last election was stolen. Here's why I say that it doesn't matter, because regardless of what happened behind the scenes, faith has been lost in the American election system. And you now have a group of people who are trying to reinvigorate that faith in elections and say, you know what? I want to make sure that people feel like their vote matters. I want to make sure that people are identified. I want to make sure that there's no possible way that there could be any fraud or trickery involved in an election. And now we live in a country where half of the people in it have lost faith in our election system as it stands right now. So to hold back legislation or people who are trying to reinvigorate faith in an election system is really not a good thing to do. And that's exactly what she's doing with this rhetoric.
Yeah, I don't necessarily totally agree with you.
I know you're going to say it matters.
Of course it matters. If an election is stolen, of course that matters.
But the faith is lost regardless. They
no,
can
of course
come
the faith
tomorrow.
Is lost. But this is how the left frames the argument. They say that it's voting rights. This isn't voting rights. Mm-hmm. This is voting integrity. This is to make sure that our elections are okay. And then even like talking about voting integrity, when you have concerned citizens signing up to be poll watchers and precinct mm-hmm. committeemen, they say, oh, you're threatening democracy. You're destroying democracy because you want to go be one of these people to work and make sure that the elections have integrity and aren't stolen or are cheated on, right? But then they say that's bad. They want to make it as easy as possible. The left wants to make it as easy as possible to cheat. That is what they want to do with all this. And they want to make it so illegal immigrants can vote. That is what they want to do.
Yeah, I mean, somebody could come out tomorrow and say, here's all the evidence. We've gone through every single pending investigation into this last election. And there's no fraud. And still, you would have 50% of this nation saying, I don't believe you. The faith is lost. And then to not support something that is going to make our elections more safe and hold people accountable for people who try to commit fraudulent acts is just a ridiculous thing to say. It's simply ridiculous.
They think it's the opposite, though. They think that this, because again, they label it as voting rights. They think that, well, if we don't implement this, then it's going to be less safe, right?
And it's ridiculous.
You know, and it's just wild. You have people like Stacey Abrams coming in and yelling all about this and complaining about it and voting rights and all this kind of stuff. But then when it came to the last election, you don't hear any of these same people. I mean, it's total just nonsense from all of these people coming in and saying this. They don't actually believe what they're saying. These people, they know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. They know what the plan is. Okay, don't believe their lies for a second. Whoopi Goldberg and these people in The View. I mean, to me, watching Whoopi Goldberg and these people, it's not lying. I don't think that they are intentionally misleading you. I think that they have no idea what they're talking about. I think they are wild. I think there are a lot of people who will lie. But I think when it comes to these women on this show, they are just, they're punching above their weight. They have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah, she's saying you have a plan and you're conspiring. But then the conspiracies of the right-wing people suppressing votes, and like they have this whole thing built up in their mind.
Yep.
And they have no idea what they're talking about.
None.
It's this never-ending cycle of just not understanding what's going on. And it's so interesting because she makes the point of they just simply don't know what they're doing. And Joy Behar goes, they're destroying America. And she goes, no, I don't think that they know they're destroying America. And it's exactly how people feel on the opposite end of the aisle about them. It's like, you don't recognize how harmful the things that you're saying and the ideas that you're pushing are to this country.
Just in this press conference that just happened with the president, he reiterated about 81 million votes, the most amount of people who have ever came and voted in a presidential election. If that is true, that would mean that in the last election, the most amount of black people came out to vote, the most amount of women came out to vote. What are you talking about?
Yep.
How are you saying that you are securing voting rights when in this last election, you are the one claiming that all of these people came out and voted for the first time or the maximum amount?
We had a record number of dead people that came out to vote this last election.
Listen,
really
those are the
it.
People that the left is fighting for. They're like, we need voting rights for dead people. That is what they want. I mean, it's ridiculous.
And what else did she say? Her next point, after they come for your voting rights, they will come for women's rights.
Well, I think they meant women. I think she meant women's rights for voting.
Well, how? Exactly how? Explain that to me. Explain to me any idea that has been put forth by conservatives or the GOP that in any way attacks women's rights to vote. Mm-hmm. I've never heard that argument made. Right. And I don't know if she's talking about women's rights as they pertain to voting or whether she's talking about abortion and pro-life legislation. Either way, completely, unequivocally false, what she just said.
They don't want to have that conversation.
They don't want to have that conversation. Whoopi's tried to have that conversation on The View.
Yeah.
And it didn't go well.
No.
It did not go well.
They don't want to have that
And then she goes on to talk about anti-Semitism and how kids learn about Anne Frank, but they don't learn about black people's plights.
Mm-hmm.
Were you ever in school where you didn't learn about slavery or Jim Crow or the civil rights movement or maroon societies? I have never, ever been in a classroom that has gotten to a specific point in history and went, man, that's a black issue. We're going to move on, kids.
Mm-hmm.
Ever in my life.
Look at this. Slavery.
the good old days, you know? This, we're not going to talk about that. Right. I mean, that's what they think these teachers are like.
That is really what they think. And it's hard for me to believe that they actually think it's not being taught in schools, but I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say that they truly think we are not learning about Black issues in schools. Mm-hmm. And there's no evidence to support that whatsoever. And I think what has precipitated that narrative is the whole CRT movement and people who are critical race theorists being brought into the limelight here in this nation and telling people that the reason we need critical race theory is because they're not focusing on our history enough. And if they can give me one example of where that's the case, I'm happy to listen to it.
I mean, it seems to me there's more evidence of the contrary, that people are learning less about the Holocaust and World War II than they are about Black issues. I mean, I literally went to colleges and asked people about the Holocaust, asked them about Hitler, and people had no idea what that was. People didn't know what the Holocaust was. But I can guarantee you all of them know who George Floyd is and that George Floyd was wrongfully killed by the police, right? I guarantee you they can all tell you that. Mm-hmm. But ask them how many Jews were killed in the Holocaust. Ask them the death toll in Poland. I mean, ask them about all the nations coming together to fight the Nazis and the Axis powers. They won't know anything about they won't know those kind of things. But they'll know everything about this racial nonsense.
Yeah, they can all talk about systemic racism. And just to give the devil his due here a little bit, mm-hmm. I grew up, in part, my childhood was in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and that mm-hmm. was where they had the Tulsa race riots.
Yep.
Yeah. And I was not taught about that mm-hmm. in elementary school or mm-hmm. In Tulsa. Now, you can argue how appropriate it is, but you shouldn't.
Right.
But I look back on that and I think I should have learned that. And mm-hmm. and that is an example of history not being taught. Mm-hmm. But what that doesn't do is justify putting critical race theory in
yes.
schools, teaching Black kids that they're victims and racializing every interaction and teach us to look for racism everywhere it can be found. It is wrong that I was not taught history about something real that happened. But mm-hmm. the answer to that is teaching history,
yes.
honestly, not infusing everything with critical race theory and teaching us to have this racial lens to look at the world. That's a totally different thing.
Whoopi right? just wants to be a victim so bad. You can see it on her face. She just wants to be a victim so badly and say that all these bad things are going to happen to her. Have people say, poor me, poor me. Screw you. You're destroying this country. The things that you come and talk about and the way that you present it on your show is that we are people who are trying to destroy America from within. When you won't even tell the truth or even be educated on the truth, even do enough modicum of research to go on your show with the responsibility of for millions of people to say what's actually happening. You know, it's disgusting.
Or, yeah, at least put somebody on your show that has a differing perspective than you and actually duke it out and have the conversation, because that's not what it is at all. It's like this echo chamber on The View where they just talk to each other and talk about how great their ideas are back and forth.
They can't find any conservative women.
Right.
Any young Black conservative females
yeah,
that
so interesting,
you know,
guys.
Speak intelligently
wink,
on
wink.
The issues.
Wink,
I volunteer.
Wink. Smile, smile.
Will can identify as a woman.
Yeah.
Which I have a story about that, guys, but we'll see later on if I can share that. I'm still waiting on details, but it does pertain to The View and how they are looking for, quote unquote, looking for a conservative woman for their show. Guys, before we move on to the next story, Will and Amla Live is moving to a new YouTube channel. I don't know if you guys knew this. It's
Ooh.
Called Will and Amla Live.
It's really creative. We're
it
not
is,
a
it is
way to think of it.
Super, super creative. It's called Will and Amla Live. I'm showing the page here to you guys on YouTube. If you guys want to go and subscribe there, the show is going to be moving to this channel, and we're going to be posting show clips and special content there for you guys specifically. So you're going to want to go and subscribe to Will and Amla Live before it's too late.
This is just the announcement. It's got like no subs right now. We just put a few videos, so it's just getting off the ground. If you want to be one of the first people to subscribe to the new channel, and you know, we get a lot of complaints of saying I'm subscribed on PragerU, but I get 20 notifications a day. I can't put notifications on, but I want them on when you go live. We get a lot of you asking us for I wish you published the show in clips, and so the purpose of this channel is to put just all the Will and Amla Live content in one spot, so it doesn't flood your PragerU channel feed, and it's a place where you can go watch the show in clips, and we're streaming there now, and we'll be eventually moving the entire stream over there, and doing like exclusive Q&A's over there. So just get ready and get ahead of the game. Subscribe right now.
Mm-hmm. Big things coming, guys.
Yeah, we have to do this before, you know, big tech overlords find out about the channel, so keep it a secret.
Yes.
All right, keep it a secret.
underground circles.
That's another reason. They're probably we know they're probably shadow banning us and on the PragerU main channel and messing with the algorithms of this, and they could kick us off the PragerU channel. So this is just another way for us to insulate against the big tech censorship.
Right. So keep it a secret, but also tell all your friends and family.
Yeah. Don't tell anyone you know who works at Google.
Right. Other than that,
it's totally fine. Yeah,
other than that, fair game.
Yeah. Oh, and the link is in the description of today's video, and I'll put it in the chat as well.
Perfect. Now we're going to move on to another TV personality who I'm sure all of you are very familiar with. His name is Don Lemon. You know him from CNN. And he had some very important things to say about the unvaccinated in America and how we should be treating them. Here's that clip.
We have to start doing things for the greater good of society and not for idiots who think that they can do their own research or that they are above the law and they can break the rules. Australia. Novak Djokovic. Australia said, no. We're going to look at the greater good of everyone in our society, and you're not part of that. We have to start doing...
I like how he just felt like he had a gotcha moment. Australia. And he just like stood there.
Gotcha, mate.
Silently.
Mic drop.
Yeah.
So he wants to see America look a little bit more like Australia is what I heard there. And it's all for the greater good.
Make America look more like Australia. Australia, with a 95% vaccinated population, with the highest spike in cases recorded in any country throughout the entire pandemic of new cases. It's working out really well in Australia, isn't it?
But Will, if I say the phrase for the greater good, that automatically makes whatever I've just said right.
You know what I'm going to say. More damage has been done in the name of the greater good than any other ideology in history. People who say the greater good are people who want to fool you and show you that they can take control and total dominion over you. Because if they tell you that it's for the greater good, then you feel morally obligated to align with whatever they're preaching, because apparently it's supposed to help everyone. But people who put the society above the individual are the ones who are lost. You don't put the society above the individual, because what is a society? A society is just a collection of individuals. If you make a society full of good individuals because people are putting individualism ahead of themselves or ahead of the greater good, the greater group, then you're going to have a good society.
Right.
But when you say you need to have these sweeping things, the only person who those things actually benefit are the people in charge, because then they have total dominion over you and they're controlling you. The greater good is what basically Lenin, Stalin, Mao, all of these people have said throughout time. They're doing this for the greater good of the country.
Yep.
These people right now, I mean, PragerU nonpartisan or, you know, nonprofit, so we can't talk about everything, but you're hearing things from people in Washington and they are saying things that you know are communists. Okay? They're communists and they want to have total dominion over the people of America. And they tell you that you have to do these things because it is for the greater good. It's for the greater good of America, for the greater good of the country, and it's destroying this country.
Yeah, you'll notice that phrase is always paired with some infringement on your right and personal liberties, and that's exactly what has been said here. And it's amazing to me that we can still attach ourselves to this narrative, and I know I say it all the time, but there's nothing to support what Don Lemon thinks. It is completely unfounded with the numbers and the data that we're seeing right now, yet he still is subscribed to the narrative and continues to get on CNN nightly and say this stuff. But all for the greater good, right, guys?
Los Angeles had a surge of 126,000 new COVID cases since they put the vax mandate in the city, the city where we live. That is a 5,000% increase of cases since the mandate was put in. 5,000%. How can you at all look at that and say that this has worked?
Yep.
There's no way you can logically look at that and say that this has worked. You can't blame it on it's a new variant, anything. All you can do is say this didn't work. They know in the UK. In the UK today, they just said no more vax passports, no more mask mandates. Boris Johnson's a guy who's incredibly hot and cold all the time. But people in America need to wake up to this too. I think the narrative is collapsing. The narrative is collapsing. That's why people like Don Lemon have to come on and spit absolute nonsense. Why Whoopi has to say nonsense.
Yep, there's cracks in the wall here, and people are starting to recognize it. People are starting to see, this is not at all what I signed up for, and you keep flip-flopping. I'm starting to go on social media more and more, and where I was seeing super leftist, dogmatic, follow the CDC, listen to all the guidelines, social media content, now I'm seeing those same people go, wait a minute. I did this, 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 and that, and nothing is happening. And you're starting to see it from people who would technically identify as liberal or radical leftist. And they're going, no, I want my life back. I want to be liberated from the restrictions and the mandates that you're putting in place here. And like Will said, here's our next story. England, Scotland, and Wales are looking to end most coronavirus restrictions next week. So the story is as follows. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced today, January 19th, that the country's so-called Plan B restrictions, which involved masking indoors, requirements for visitors 18 years and above to show proof of full vaccination, negative tests no older than 48 hours, or some form of exemption if they wanted to enter certain venues and events. That's now going to be rolled back. And they're even saying now that they're not going to require masks for kids in school or on public transit.
It's amazing.
It is.
It's so amazing. I mean, the whole deal about this is that cases will start to drop in the UK. I guarantee you. You can keep this receipt. You can record this clip and say, I'm saying it right now. Cases will start to drop. And the Prime Minister and all these people in Parliament, they're going to come out and say, oh, it's because of us that we did this. And now the cases are dropping. It's all because of us, as they were partying during the lockdowns when they were telling all of us to stay home. Mm-hmm. You know, they're total liars and all these people. But I don't care what they say. Or like, if they want to take credit for it, sure, it doesn't matter. Just let us have our lives back. That's all I really care about. Mm. Do whatever you want. Say it's your thing. I will let you have it. All I want is my life back so I can go to Europe and do all of the amazing things that I want to do. That's all I care about.
It's crazy to say that now. You're just like, yeah, no more accountability. I've already reconciled the fact that there's not going to be accountability. Just give me my life back.
It's like, please, you can have all of it. You know, say it's your thing. We can make a statue to Boris Johnson in the middle of Parliament, whatever. Just give us our lives back.
With three needles in his arms on the statue.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't care anymore. All I want to do is just go. I just want it back.
Yeah, I've kind of been in that same vein of thought. Like, I woke up this morning and you guys covered the story of the 24-year-old girl who was stabbed and killed here in Los Angeles, not far at all from where I live. I just woke up and thought, you know what? Fix this. Fix it. I don't care who does it. I don't care what their name is. I don't care what the party is. I don't care who rallies behind it. Fix it, because it's just ridiculous what is happening, not only here in America, but across the world. And to wake up and feel unsafe and unrepresented in a city where you live is just a disgusting feeling. It really is.
Yeah. In Brussels this weekend, there's going to be a massive protest. Million people there. Some very special people there this weekend. So the people are starting to wake up. We'll see what happens tomorrow in Austria. They vote in parliament on whether or not they're going to have mandatory vaccinations for their country. Mm. And so we'll be watching that very closely to see what happens there. I believe Czech Republic came out today and said there are going to be no forced vaccinations for people, no mandatory vaccinations. So it's a lot of different things happening all at once. I mean, some places are getting more and more extreme. Some places are easing.
Yeah.
I just hope that everyone wakes up to the fact that none of this worked. None of it worked. The lockdowns, the masks, the vax passports, any of it.
And it's feeling like eventually it'll get there.
It's getting there.
It's, yeah.
Narrative's collapsing.
Very, very hard to avoid that narrative. Moving on. Here's a story about the Olympics. We all know the Beijing Olympics is coming up in China. And here's something, I guess it shouldn't really not be surprising at all, but I was kind of surprised to read. Athletes warned against speaking up on human rights at the Beijing Games. So essentially, they hosted this seminar for the Olympians who are going to be headed to the Beijing Olympics. This was hosted by the Human Rights Watch, and they sat down everybody and essentially told them there should be no forms of activism. You should not be outspoken about what the Chinese government is doing in regard to slave labor, in regard to their treatment of the Uyghurs, Muslims, and the genocide that they're committing there, and no human rights atrocities that are being committed in the country. They've told all the athletes to simply go to Beijing, perform in the games, and then come home and they can say whatever they want. But nothing is to be said while on the ground in China.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, that makes sense why they would do that. They don't want to offend the CCP. What a grave error to offend people who are murdering millions of people, 100 million of their own citizens, mm-hmm. 400 million abortions, labor camps, organ harvesting, re-education camps.
Forced sterilization.
Forced sterilization. I mean, Tibetan monks, all these people, of course you can't offend those people, because these people also give you your money. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you're invested so heavily. Wall Street's invested there. The rest of the country's invested there. Our products invested in China. You can't say anything bad about them.
Yep.
But despite all of that,
go give them the millions of dollars that is going to come along with hosting the Beijing Olympics. It's going to be great. And all the watchers and go perform your sports and have the best time. And then you come back and talk about the human rights violations that are being committed in the city that you chose to be in and you chose to compete in.
Yeah. No, I'm very opposed to going to these genocide games. That is what we are calling them, the genocide games. There's a petition actually on the genocide games website. I believe it's called, I don't know the exact URL, but you can go find it. You can Google it, genocide games. Sign the petition to end this. I believe we're about 16 days away from the Olympics. And I hear a lot of people talk about, you know, you got Joe Louis in the 1936 games. When I wrote my piece about this, they said, you know, you got Joe Louis in the 1936 games and he won his event. He was a black guy in America and he won. He got the gold medal and it like showed that Germany wasn't as strong as they thought. But Germany, after the Olympics, that didn't deter them from going and invading Austria, Czechoslovakia, and Poland. Okay? Like people are saying, we still need to send our athletes. They've been training their training their whole life and they can go win these gold medals and do it for America, but it's not enough. The winning of gold medals is not enough to offset what the Chinese could do, what the CCP would do. I don't think it's enough.
No, but they're all still going to go, I bet. I bet. I'll be curious to see if there are any athletes that choose not to participate. And I'll be very proud of said athletes. And I would love to see a large group of them say, no, I'm not going to be contributing to this. But it's going to be difficult. These are people who have dedicated their entire lives to the sport. And it's now coming to this peak in being a part of the Olympics. Again, they work since childhood to get here. And it's going to be hard for people to have the moral strength to turn something like this down. So I will be surprised to see if any of them do, and very proud to see if they do.
They won't. I mean, I think the Olympics are still going to happen in Beijing. Even though, I mean, if you're looking at what's happening in Beijing, there was a full building of people that they locked down because there was someone with COVID in. I'm not sure if you guys saw this. I mean, it's absolute insanity what is happening there. And we have the Olympics in 2 weeks. There is a new strain of COVID that the Chinese, the CCP, is sitting on that they don't want to let people know about. And they have basically surrounded Beijing and not letting people in until the Olympics happen. I mean, they shut down Xi'an, these ports that are closing in China. I mean, it's just absolute craziness, and they are not telling the rest of the world about it. And then we're supposed to send our athletes over there, where this country, where there's this new virus.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a level of corruption and a lack of moral fortitude that is not, it's not surprising at all. Like, I'm not surprised to see this all come to head in all that we've said about China this entire year, talking about our relationship with them and the horrible atrocities that they're committing. It's not surprising at all to see this all come to fruition with us, you know, hosting our games, the Olympic Games there. No.
In a world of Simone Biles, be a Novak Djokovic.
Yeah.
I mean, that's good. What it is.
You know? Like,
be someone who's going to stand up strong and not cow to these people and continue with your beliefs, not someone who is weak. You know, you want to be someone who throughout history, you know, in 100 years, what type of person do you want to be looked at in the history books? A person who stood against this genocidal regime, or someone who went along with it and didn't say anything about it?
Yeah.
You get to choose. All you Olympians out there, you get to choose right now.
Right.
In this moment in history to do that.
And the consequences will be there. Look at Novak. He got sent out of Australia and he was not going to be looking like playing the Australian Open. And he could hold the consequence of not being able to go to that country for 3 more years. But guess what? Does he have integrity? Does he have moral fortitude for doing what he did? Is he going to be celebrated in his country by his people for what he did? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And that's well worth it.
Now he's investing in a COVID therapeutics company.
There you go.
So he's going to be
just
doing
look
great.
At him go.
Yeah.
Just look at him go.
Yeah. He's a hero.
Yeah. Here is another story here. Starbucks, that employs 228,000 employees across this nation, has scrapped their vaccine mandate. This comes after the Supreme Court said that it was unconstitutional with the OSHA mandates of businesses with 100 or more employees forcing vaccination mandates onto them. So Starbucks saw the Supreme Court ruling and said, you know what? We're not going to force our 200,000 plus employees to be vaccinated. And people are livid at the fact that Starbucks is supporting a constitutional ruling. Here is here's some responses off of Twitter. Sophie says, I have a Gold Star membership. I'm a Gold Star member of Starbucks reward program for at least 10 years. I will not buy another item for your company until you reinstate your vaccine mandates. You're jeopardizing the health of your customers. #boycott Starbucks.
Right. Well, No, it might be jeopardizing health, but her mental health is already compromised, it seems.
Yeah. If I don't get my 200 grams of sugar from my vanilla Frappuccino every single morning because you've jeopardized my health, I will be very upset with Starbucks.
Yeah, it says a lot about her. Amazing. That she's been a gold member of Starbucks for the last 10 years.
Yes. Yes. It does say a lot. And I'm sure you've been going there throughout this pandemic and knowing that there have been people unvaccinated serving you. But suddenly, because they're not mandating it, you will no longer go there.
Mm-hmm. Listen, you're a fighter, I guess. I mean, you're taking a stand against Starbucks and saying what you believe.
Right.
Sure. I mean, go and do it if that's what you really believe. I mean, that's capitalism for you.
Yeah.
If you don't like the decision that a company has made when it comes to their policies or the way they treat you or their products, you go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're pushing business to somewhere else. So thank God for the free market, I guess, to these leftists who never support the free market,
it seems. Just a few more funny responses here. I will not go to Starbucks or anywhere that does not require workers to be vaxxed. Our health is worth self-advocating for. Hashtag boycott Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. These people are going to be sitting at home just ordering DoorDash all day.
Right.
Starving
from their unvaccinated DoorDash drivers. Uh-huh. I just want to put that out there too. You are going to be around people who are going to be unvaccinated.
Yes, most definitely.
Fact of life.
Yes.
And if it's a fact you can't deal with, maybe don't leave your house.
No.
And cook from home. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's read another one. Rocky Mountain Views. So you lifted the vax mandate for your employees. Do you have any idea who your customer base is? Your customer base is intellectuals, educated people that wear masks, get vaccinated, and believe in science. A really dumb move on your part. Hashtag boycott Starbucks.
Oh my God. If I was the CEO of Starbucks and I read that tweet, I would be so embarrassed. I'd be like, this is my fan base.
I'm closing down all the shops.
Yeah.
This is my
no more soy at Starbucks. That's what I would do if I was the CEO. Because
we're bringing back the red
like
the holiday cups that have Christmas on them.
Right.
Yeah. They literally now just have a picture of Jesus Christ on front of the holiday cups. With Trump and Jesus Christ with AK-47s on the front of the holiday cups.
Your customer base is intellectuals, educated people that wear masks, get vaccinated, and believe in science.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Wow, you can really tell.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Views. Uh-huh.
Yes.
We're the same. And I should share, it's Rocky Mountain Views with three needles next to the name.
Oh,
by the way,
nice.
They're triple vax. They want you to know. Mm-hmm. Want you to know. Super intellectual.
Right.
Yeah.
This person definitely thinks for themselves.
Yeah.
Okay, we got one more here. This is from Kyla in the Burr. She says, Starbucks is going back on their word, announcing they will not require workers to be vaccinated and will not require the employees making your food and drinks to have a negative COVID test. They might as well print on their cups, F our customers and their health. Hashtag boycott Starbucks.
Isn't that wild?
They might as well print on their cups, F our customers and their health.
It's like this employee who's unvaccinated does not deserve to have a livelihood because I want to be able to buy my $5 coffee knowing that they have a vaccine.
Yeah, I want to be able to buy my unhealthy drinks and my unhealthy croissants from Starbucks knowing that everybody there is vaccinated.
Listen, because of these supply chain issues and inflation, the price of coffee is up 106%. That's horrible. No wonder Starbucks isn't going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they do that, I mean, already things are getting so expensive with just buying their products that they can sell in their stores. Now imagine you don't have the right amount of workers and people coming into the store. I mean, it's disaster. From a business standpoint, you have to respect Starbucks for doing this. I mean, it's a good thing, of course. You know, now just end the mask mandates in all your stores and all of that too. But, you know, you feel bad for these people who are saying this.
Yeah.
Because you're so delusional.
Yeah.
The fact that you would say that, thinking that because Starbucks doesn't want you to be vaxxed, they're saying F you. No, they're saying freedom.
Yeah. And this whole time, they've been banking on the fact, thinking that the Supreme Court was going to support this. And, you know, I'm going to follow the Supreme Court. I'm going to follow whatever they say. And guess what the Supreme Court said? The Supreme Court said this is BS and that you're wrong. And now suddenly, and you don't see them coming after the Supreme Court. They're coming after the businesses who are now following what has been told to them as mandates being illegal. You can't do that. And it's just ridiculous.
I think there's an interesting point here, too, about like you guys were talking about like you're not vindictive about all this craziness. You don't want, I don't need to see the punishment. I just want my life back. I don't, and here, these people are vindictive about this.
Yep.
You know, it's, I think there's something to be said for like the fundamental worldview and the way you approach just life and society, that if things don't go your way and you're, you have this vitriolic anger and hatred for the people who disagree with you, or that when you don't get the outcome that you like, we're just like, we just want to be left alone. And if you, you guys have been acting crazy, you've taken away my rights, you've locked us down, you've got us fired, taken away our jobs all for years and years, made 30% of restaurants permanently close, all this stuff. And you know what? Just give me my life back. Stop being crazy and putting crazy mandates on me and just let me live. And I won't hold it against you, whatever. That's like, that's a forgiveness. That's live and let live. That's all we're asking for. These people are like, you didn't, you released the jab mandate on the Starbucks workers. Oh my God. I will boycott them forever. You know what I mean? There's just like a huge difference in like the fundamental way you see the world.
That's how communists are. Communists are hateful. Communists want to destroy. That
May
is what
all
they
your
do.
Coffee beans burn, Starbucks.
Yeah, exactly.
How dare you? Even though you supported my leftist agenda a few months ago, and you definitely supported me through all the BLM riots and all that stupid crap.
You make
but
me
now,
use the stupid paper straws in the cups. You don't even make me ask for a straw if I want one now.
Right.
Starbucks burns their coffee anyway. It's not even like the Pike's roast or the Pike's Place roast. What's it called? They burn their beans.
I do think the Pike's is terrible, but yeah, I like some of their coffee.
Oh, listen, the ones without coffee in it, like the vanilla frappuccino.
Yes.
That tastes good. It's just a big thing of whipped cream ice cream. It's fantastic.
It's just vanilla ice cream, like blended with ice.
It's great. I love that.
It was like, but the kids' hot chocolate is awesome. Let me tell you.
Yeah, you got to get it at kids' time because otherwise you have to wait too long to drink it. It's annoying.
Yeah.
But yeah, no more soy at Starbucks. No more Starbucks. Well, wow. I don't drink Starbucks anyway.
We were actually going to go run and grab Starbucks for the show today because all the leftists are boycotting it and angry.
Yeah.
And I hear they're serving leftist tears today. Extra hot.
Wow.
Leftist tears.
Go get it,
and,
guys. You got anything else?
Oh, man. No, I was going to.
Good one, Will.
That was one of my best ones. That was a knee slapper. You just didn't see me slap my knee. It was really good.
Where's this?
No, listen.
Oh, wait.
Wow.
Everyone's laughing. Their eyes are squinting. It's a funny joke.
It is a funny joke. Here's a not funny joke. This video actually freaked me out. This is two French Quebecians on a show in Quebec. This is the video of these children talking about how they feel about vaccine mandates in Quebec. I will translate for you guys. Oh,
I didn't know you speak French.
Well, Taylor is the one that speaks French out of the three of us. But
fortunately, we can all read subtitles.
I can read subtitles, so that works. Okay. Are you vaccinated? Yes, we both have one dose. Are you in favor of mandatory vaccines? Yes.
Wow.
It looks like I drill them, says the mom. What should we do with people who don't want the vaccine?
Appeler la police.
Call the police.
Oui.
S'ils n'ont pas leur vaccin, ça peut mettre beaucoup de personnes en danger.
If they don't have the vaccine, it can make a lot of people in danger. So like the government does right now, we should cut everything from them, little by little, until they submit and get vaccinated.
En tout cas, on a des futurs politiciens à côté de nous.
It looks like we have a future politician here, is what the lady says. I cannot believe that. Oh my gosh. So for those of you where it got a little jumbled there, she said, so like what the government does right now, we should cut everything from them little by little until they submit and get vaccinated.
If they will not get vaccinated, we take everything from them.
Little by little.
Kill them all.
The awkward pause.
Yeah. Well, we looked at each other. I was like, are you going to finish it?
To hear all that from, I don't know how old these children are, but they are very, very young. And the mother goes, it looks like I drilled this into them. Yeah, clearly you did. Clearly you taught Hypnotized. Your kids this. No kid is saying this of their own volition. But they say that. And then the host of the show, the crowd is cheering, goes, looks like we have a future politician here. That's terrifying.
A great party member.
You'll be a loyal party member.
They're like the two twins from The Shining. I don't like it. It's so scary.
Watching your career with great interest.
This made me think of the movie Ethereum with Christian Bale, where it's a movie where like every day you have to like take an injection like Soma that like kills your emotions so you don't feel anything. And it's like this dystopian society.
Right.
And one day he drops his dose and his kid sees it and like it breaks. And he's like, the kid's like, what are you going to do with that? You'll report that to the authorities. You'll go get another replacement dose and file the log the loss and bring it back. And then like the kid is like this Nazi in his household that like keeps his dad accountable to the rules. And that, I mean, there were children in the Soviet Union that turned their parents in for crimes against the party. And that is basically what this feels like.
Snitches don't get stitches apparently anymore.
Snitches. No.
This is really politicians.
You get parliament seats.
snitches get more jabs and Canada, they love it.
Canada is literally the worst place in the world, it feels like. In terms of
Australia is a close second.
Yeah, like Australia, Canada, these seem like some of the worst places to live in terms of how the leadership act in these places.
The people support it, though.
I know the people support it. It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I love this.
They do in Europe, too, so many of them. So many in Western Europe, Southern Europe, they support these kinds of things, too.
Yeah.
So they haven't suffered from communism. Like the Eastern European nations are like, heck no. Like Djokovic at Serbia, they're like, mm-mm-mm.
They haven't learned the lesson, the horrifying lesson. And that's why we have little kids talking about making people submit to vaccinations.
The mom should go to prison for teaching her kids that. I mean, that's an offense that is unforgivable.
I don't know. There's definitely punishment due there.
You know, it's like child abuse. If you torture your child and you teach them horrible things like that, you know, if you told your kid,
right.
It's like if you told your kid that it's okay to hate black people. Or like any of these types of things, that's a wrong thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, this is, you're telling your kids to hate the unvaccinated.
Yep.
And that they should be, their rights should be taken away. Imagine telling your kids that you should take black people's rights away.
Yep.
And having everyone clap for it on TV.
Yep. It's her.
It's crazy. That's actually so crazy.
It's amazing. Crazy it is very, very crazy.
That was on mainstream news.
Let's see what the name of this news network is. The news network is Nouveau. Whatever that is.
Any Canadians in the chat?
Any Canadians in the chat, if you recognize this, I'm amazed. But you heard a whole crowd just cheer for these children. Mm-hmm. Regardless, that's insane. That's insanity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I watched that and I was just like, whoa, blown away.
I know.
It's amazing. This is why it's so important to teach children good values and watch what they're learning in school, because this is the type of stuff that it creates. Little children like this who are just like robots for vaccine mandates and critical race theory. Amazing.
Straight to jail.
Straight to jail.
Straight to jail.
That's what they're going to do to you.
I know.
That little girl's going to just like knock on your apartment door one day and just like tase you.
Tase me. Like little by little. And then we see the means of production.
You like wake up in a blur and these two kids are standing in front of you and they're like, there is no point. You've already been vaccinated while you are sleeping.
Oh, I had I'll be honest. I had a horrible dream a couple of weeks ago. That my sister forced me to be vaccinated. Like I was sleeping and she jabbed me while I was sleeping.
Wow.
It was a nightmare. It was legitimately a nightmare.
Yeah.
You know?
That sounds like a heart-stopping dream.
Yeah, it really does.
No, I was, my sounds brain like a, was clotted with the dream.
Right. A pericarditis-inducing dream.
Uh-huh, exactly, yeah. You know.
Wow. Oh, man.
No, it was terrible. Rough. It was a
really
horrible
sorry
nightmare.
About that.
It was really bad.
Yeah. I'm really sorry about that.
Thank you. I actually woke up. You ever have a dream and you feel like it's real? I woke up and I was like, oh my God, where is my sister? I have to go give her a talking to.
She doesn't even live here.
I know. I know.
I'm going to have a nightmare about those kids for sure.
Oh, for real.
That's like girlfriends getting mad at their boyfriends because they dream about like their boyfriend cheating on them.
Yeah,
like,
this is
your fault.
You like call your sister.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah, exactly. That's what it felt like.
That is amazing. Well, guys, we're going to move on to one of our final segments here. This is just something that went kind of viral on Twitter. If you could only keep three of these movies, which one would you keep? Here's the graphic here.
Can you see it, Will?
These are all.
I'll pull it up.
These are all very much man movies. I can see just by glancing over them. I've seen quite
you
a few
read
of
them
these.
Off.
Let's see. Passenger 57, U.S. Marshals, Falling Down, The Departed, Face Off, New Jack City, Wall Street, The Talented Mr. Ripley, Ocean's 11, 50, The 25th Hour, No Country for Old Men, King of New York, Aviator, A Man Apart, Troy, Gladiator, Scarface, The Usual Suspects, Rounders.
Can I keep three?
Yeah.
You can only keep three.
I have my three.
Yeah.
All right, what are your three, Amala? You first.
Okay, my three are The Departed. My next one is The Talented Mr. Ripley, and Scarface is my third.
Talented Mr. Ripley is so horrible.
I
hated that movie.
Why? Because it was unsettling? or because disliked it?
I disliked it.
Oh,
it was a bad concept.
I loved it.
I didn't like the characters at all. I didn't like the main character whatsoever. I hated everyone in that movie.
I think the main character had
the setting
some,
was beautiful, but other than that, it was terrible.
The cinematography is beautiful. A lot of the scenes are just, I think, well written. I like the acting in it. And it was something that I wasn't expecting when I watched that movie. So I just remember watching that movie. I remember the first time I saw that movie, the boat scene. I'm not going to spoil it, but the boat scene is insane. So yeah, The Departed, The Talented Mr. Ripley, and Scarface are my three out of these. Taylor?
The correct answer is Gladiator, for sure. That's
I knew you were gonna pick Gladiator. I knew you were gonna pick Gladiator.
That's one of the best movies ever. Which else? Ocean's 11. That's a personal favorite. And then I think I would go Departed.
Departed, Ocean's 11, and Departed.
I'll give you the real right answer.
Oh, okay.
Gladiator, definitely. Troy, and that's it.
You didn't pick a third.
I'll just choose two.
Oh my gosh, you don't like Scarface?
No, I do, but I'm just going to choose two.
What?
Because those are my two favorites on there.
You can't get rid of, what? I can't believe you would not choose Scarface when you have the chance to choose Scarface.
There's no Wolf of Wall Street on here.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Leo's in that?
I'm disappointed.
Yes.
The main picks from the audience are looking like Scarface and Gladiator, definitely. Those are the ones that I'm seeing the most.
Falling Down, a lot of Falling Down. I've never seen Falling Down.
I've never seen Falling Down either. But we'll add that to the list. Now we're going to do a little discussion called Agree or Disagree, where I've put together some statements and we're going to talk about whether or not we agree or disagree. Here's a conversation we had earlier, which we'll get through this one pretty fast. Agree or disagree, it's okay to have black TV stations, BET, Black News Tonight, stuff like that.
Only if you have white TV stations.
Well, okay, so Will's is, if black TV stations exist, white TV stations must exist, and Hispanic TV stations
must
exist.
It's like a math
exist.
Equation, yeah.
Yeah, so there's got to be MET, Mexican Entertainment Television, there's got to be WET. Yeah, well, we can do all of them, technically.
Two SET, Two Spirit.
Two Spirit Entertainment Television.
No. I don't think that'll have
is
to
is there
going to
be a channel for every gender identity?
I guess so. Yeah, yeah.
DirecTV already told me I had infinite channels.
My view on this is that there should be no racialized TV networks whatsoever. No BET, no Black News Tonight or anything like that. There's just no reason for it. Although you guys might actually see me on Black News Tonight on tomorrow. Thursday. Yeah, tomorrow. Tomorrow. On a one Mr. Mark Lamont Hill's show, which should be very interesting because we react to Mark Lamont Hill on this show quite a lot because he's got quite some interesting things to say, particularly as it pertains to systemic racism and critical race theory. So I think that's something that we're going to be talking about and discussing. And maybe I'll ask him, why do you feel the need to have a black news network? There you go.
That's a good one. You probably won't get the chance to ask him.
Won't get the chance to get even a word in, but I will try.
Like, what's on page 236 of Critical Race Theory and Introduction?
Oh, yeah, I feel like that's exactly
how
it's
going to be. See, you don't know what you're talking about, you
right.
bigot.
I feel like that's exactly how it's going to be, but I'm ready for it. So, yeah, I'm a fan of no racialized networks whatsoever.
You were on the Daily Black Wire this week, weren't you?
Yeah, I was on the Daily the Black Daily Wire this past week. No, I was on Candace Tuesday. So you guys can check that out by going to dailywire.com if you want to watch that episode of Candace.
Check me out on the Daily Wire.
Yes.
I was on there.
Right, right. We got to keep it separate. Separate but equal.
Yeah.
Taylor.
Yeah, my intuitive reaction to this was like, yeah, I mean, of course, it's like a subculture in the U.S. It's just as a matter of fact, it's a large group of people that share a subculture and it's legitimate. And why can't they have their own channel? But hearing Amala's argument about how it increases a racialization of having like an identity racial group, I do think that's like an unhealthy thing to build a whole, you know, separate thing on race. And it's just weird because it's like a subculture, but it's intertwined with race.
Yeah.
And that's just I think a unique challenge of the United States and our country. So I don't know. It's kind of a weird question. I'd say like in a perfect world, I guess, no, we wouldn't have, you know, these subgroups that are racialized,
right.
But it doesn't necessarily bother me to have a BET.
Yeah, it's just the idea, the premise behind it that I disagree with. The reason we have these black networks is because black people feel alienated in society, which they really are not. And they feel the need to separate themselves from what they would call white entertainment. And when Will would say something like, why don't we have a white entertainment television? Why don't we have a WET? They would say, because everything is WET. And it's not true. It's like not, it's simply not true. And I can't see that there's any difference between what black news would be and what white news would be, or what American news would be. So I don't see the need to label it as such. Yeah, it's my take on that. Next one. This one's been trending on Twitter today. Kathy Griffin's been in the news because she's come out and said, essentially, F cancel culture. I want to get back into comedy. And specifically what she said, I'm paraphrasing here, is that what she did, and I will get into what she did, robbed her of her right to be able to make people laugh. And she wants to get back into the comedy space. For those of you who are unfamiliar, after Donald Trump was elected president, Kathy Griffin posted this photo. It's blurred out because it is very, it's very gory, very graphic. She held up Trump's head, a fake Trump's head covered in blood and decapitated, and subsequently was canceled for doing so, which is not something typical for leftists, but she was canceled for this, and she is now essentially asking to be forgiven and to re-enter the comic space. Now, as far as cancel culture goes, should Kathy Griffin be forgiven? Agree or disagree?
It's not a aspect of forgiven or not forgiven. Yeah. If people want to watch something that she does, go make something that people want to watch. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who's stopping you? You know?
Well, networks are stopping her because of this controversy.
You don't have to be on a network. Go make something funny and put it on YouTube, Kathy Griffin. No one's stopping you from doing that. People don't watch you because you're not funny. That's why people don't watch you. People get canceled all the time. People get canceled all the time, canceled, but they don't really get canceled because they're talented. You have no talent, Kathy Griffin. If you had talent, then people would still watch you despite you doing something like this.
Right. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, that's it.
I don't know. I think talented people can be canceled. I think there's
how funny you are in your, you should be able to make content that people are going to share because they think it's funny. And right. If you were talented enough to do that, then it would stand on its own merit, and you shouldn't need, if your comedy needs to be propped up by institutions and networks and people that blasted in front of people's faces, you're not funny. Look at any of the late shows right now, or Chelsea Handler, or any of these people that are like, have these shows that no one watches, and they just, you know, do all this clapter leftist talking points every night and dance around with needles to do vax propaganda. It's like, you're not funny.
Yeah,
you're not there on merit. I mean, maybe at a time and before you were into cancel culture and purveyor of it, and before you were bought and paid for or just shilling for this narrative, then yeah, maybe you were funny or talented at one point, but that's been lost. And so Kathy, come back, make something funny. I'll laugh at it. I forgive you. I don't, you know,
right.
I mean, if you make something that makes me laugh, I'm willing to laugh at it. I'm not going to like, you know, not consider it, but
right.
Yeah. As far as the cancel culture conversation goes, I'm thinking, okay, yeah, forgiven. Let it be. But make content that's good. And if you come out with something that's not good, of course, the market will respond in that manner. But yeah, as far as the cancel culture part of this goes, should people not watch Kathy Griffin content specifically because of this joke, if we want to call it a joke? No. Let go of the cancel culture train. I don't think that is something that needs to stick around. I don't think she should be consigned to this one moment, although it is not a great moment. But we've all had not great moments, and we talk about cancellation all the time. I think we should let that lie. People shouldn't come after her specifically for this. Yeah,
she's just not funny.
Yeah,
she
but
does
that's
something like
that stands
that
on its own.
Yeah, like making a thing like that with Trump's head is, you know, that just turns people off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, regardless of whether
it shows
or not
you lost
canceled.
The plot. Yeah,
yeah, like who wants to watch you?
Yeah.
No one. Like it's almost like below to even think of canceling. It's like you're
not even trying to cancel
you.
Yeah,
you're
like,
doing it to yourself. You've literally done it to yourself. No one wants to watch you anymore.
Yeah.
You know, my mom and I, when I was little, on E! News. Was it E! News? Mom, you can tell me. It was Kathy Griffin's Life on the D-List. I would sometimes watch that with my mom. Very rarely.
E! News, that's funny.
Yeah.
Could be on entertainment, yeah.
You know, and I didn't think it was funny. I was like 8 years old.
Mm.
And even then, I didn't think it was funny.
I can't even think of like one movie I've seen. Like I've seen her like do little short parts in comedy movies and stuff I've seen, but I literally cannot think of one.
No, she's like Chelsea Handler. I mean, she's a lonely spinster. You know, gets this like type of career, like a Amy Schumer type of career.
Mm.
You know, it's just not funny. No one finds this stuff funny.
Sorry, Kathy.
You know, sorry. It's just the truth.
Hashtag sorry, Kathy. Next. Agree or disagree? Here's the last one. It's okay to not be involved in politics. Agree or disagree? This is a discussion Taylor and I sort of had earlier.
Just talked about all these things without me.
Not Kathy Griffin. We didn't talk about Kathy Griffin.
Yeah, that would. I'm blindsided by both of these questions.
Had any initial thoughts? This one I really have to think about.
It's tough because I think generally it should be okay not to be involved in politics, but it feels like the moment we're in is. But I mean, I guess you could say that at other points in history too. I don't know, but I do think that it's putting your head in the sand at this point means that you are allowing the people who are aggressively trying to change and destroy our culture as we've known it. You're kind of allowing that to happen, and your safe territory is going to shrink more and more and more. And I don't think that is the right thing to do right now. So I do think you need to be involved in a way that's appropriate to your life position, whether that means being involved at your school board level, making sure, you know, looking out for the interests of your child, involved in local politics, obviously voting in every election, national and local, but being an informed citizen. To that degree, I think it is not okay not to be involved.
Here's my thing. Yeah. If you are going to vote, it is not okay to not be involved. If you are going to vote, get involved in politics. If you are not going to vote, then don't get involved and don't vote because so many people are being told, and there's like this massive campaign every midterm, every election year, vote, 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 vote. Doesn't matter who you are, vote, vote, vote. No, if you're not politically cognizant, don't vote. Don't do that. And don't act like you're involved in politics when you're not.
Yeah, also the founding fathers. I mean, in the original Constitution, there's nothing in there that says everyone has the right to vote. Just by the way, there's nothing in there that says everybody has the right to vote. It's just not in there. Anyway, if you don't involve yourself
in the amendments,
it wasn't even the creed at the time, but the amendments.
But in the original, it's not there.
Right.
It's not there. You know, everyone talking about voting rights and things like, you know, whatever. If you don't involve yourself in politics, politics will involve yourself in you. People talk about, I hear this all the time. They're like, well, if you just get away from what's going on, you're just going to be way happier and not worried about. And it's like, well, yeah. And then your culture rots around you and people take advantage of your apathy. And because of people being apathetic towards politics is how we get into a situation like this. It's why people who speak truth are seen as so brave, because most people are apathetic and don't do anything and don't speak truth. So you have to be involved. If you care about what's going on, then you need to be involved. If you care about your children's future, if you care about how far your dollar goes, if you care about any of these, your own business that you've started, if you care about any of those things, you have to be involved.
Right. And I think it just comes, people will be involved, I think, so far as it affects them. But yeah, again, if you're not involved, don't vote and don't complain, because that's all you, baby. It's all the apathy. But people, I think generally people get involved in politics as much as it affects their personal life. So people who are who own small businesses tend to be really fiscally into politics. People who have children tend to be involved in what's happening in their school boards and education. Is there a need to be involved beyond what personally affects you? That's a better question.
You worry about yourself and your family first. And then after that, you can worry about more of it.
Jordan Peterson, set your own house in order before you criticize the world.
Exactly.
There
you
go.
And I mean, it's you have a greater impact the closer it is to your life. You know, so that if you think you're the extent of being politically involved is just voting in the national election once every 4 years, for whoever the media tells you to, or your favorite celebrity, like that's not good proper political involvement.
Right. You're absolutely right, guys. That is our last agree or disagree. I want to urge you again. Let me pull up the page. This is our new YouTube channel, Will and Amala Live. We are going to be moving our live stream and all of the clips and all the special content to this channel. So go and subscribe right here at YouTube, Will and Amala Live. Again, everything is going to be moving over there, and that's where we will be streaming eventually. So go get in there. Be one of the first people to subscribe, and we will have curated content just for you. Down below in the comments after this stream is done, write down your answers to the agree or disagree. How do you feel about Kathy Griffin? How do you feel about having black news networks? How do you feel about being involved in politics? How involved are you? Thank you guys so much for watching. We are going to be back tomorrow, 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern in the afternoon, as we do every single weekday. Also, give us a follow on Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star review there. Let us know that you love the show, and we will see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Bye. Thank you guys for making the show what it is.
Yes.
We appreciate you a lot.
Thank you guys.
Bye.
Bye.